Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Ag for the Four States. Ron Hayes with you today here on the Mighty 690. Between now and 1 o'clock this afternoon, we've got a lot to talk about from the world of agriculture. As always, we start with a look at our markets. We've got the latest on our wholesale box beef trade, what we're doing as far as slaughter cattle prices are concerned. Of course, our auction barns will be checking the latest on our calf trade, the yearly markets as well, and then our agricultural futures, our livestock, our grain, oilseed, energy complex, all those prices coming up in just a few moments. News on 6 helping us out with a look at our weather. In this half hour between 12:30 and 1, we always check the latest beef industry news for you. We'll have that for you this afternoon as usual. And then we'll circle back around and take one more look at the latest agricultural news for you this afternoon before we wrap things up. As always, we want to start with a look at our markets. We do that here in just a moment.
I'm Delaney from Oklahoma City, and I'm so grateful and thankful for my health today. By walking every day and eating delicious, healthy meals for the last year and a half, I've made it halfway to my health goals. One thing I've learned throughout this journey is that being healthy is anything but boring. This life is not about making sacrifices. It's about finding healthy replacements that you love and that make you feel good.
Learn how to live healthy your way at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSEP.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Well, again, no extra cash cattle trade. We've seen trade this week at $182. Possibly could see some trade today. Boxed beef is mixed at midday. The choice is up $1.50, $298.42. Select is down $1.19, $288.47. Choice select spread $9.95, $92 total loads. Yesterday, Woodward Livestock, 1,162 head. Feeder steers were 3 to 7 higher. Feeder heifers, 5 to 10 higher. Steer and heifer calves, lightly tested, but a stronger undertone was noted. Feeder cattle steers, medium and large ones, the 3 weights, 379. 4 to 5 weights, 327 to 330. 5 to 6 weights, 302 to 330. 6 to 7 weights, 251 to 285. 7 to 8 weights, 238 to 253. 8 to 9 weights, 220 to 233, 9 to 1,000 pounds, 204.50 to 213. Now, Apache Livestock yesterday, 1,117 head. Feeder steers, 3 higher to 3 lower. Feeder heifers, 6 to 7 weights, 2 to 3 higher. Over 700 pounds, $2 lower. Steer and heifer calves, mostly 6 to 7 higher. Slaughter cows, 1 to 3 lower. Slaughter bulls, $8 lower. Feeder cattle steers, medium and large ones, the 3 to 4 weights, 392.50 to 402.50. 4 to 5 weights, 332.50 to 357.50. 5 to 6 weights, 299 to 315. 6 to 7 weights, 248 to 303. 7 to 8 weights, 245 to 277. 8 to 9 weights, 215 to 236.50. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 205 to 216. And over 1,000 pounds at $2. Cattleman's Livestock, Dalhart. Feeder steers and heifers traded mostly a dollar higher with 1,458 head on hand. The exception on the steers and heifers were steers over 900 pounds, and they were $3 lower. Slaughter cows and bulls were mostly steady to 2 higher. Trading activity was moderate to active on good buyer demand. The futures in a moment.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's the annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches coming Friday, April 26, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head, including 150 Angus bulls and more. You can attend the sale in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com or liveauctions.tv. Lots of information, including the sale book, videos, and more, available at expressranches.com. The Grass Time Sale from Express Ranches, April 26th.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running. running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Livestock futures, June live cattle up 137, 179.17. August up 145, 177.50. October up 155, 181.25. May feeder cattle up 275, 249. August up 302, 261.32. September is up 282 at 262.25. Kansas City wheat, May's up 15 3 quarters, 647 and 3 quarters. And July's up 15 and a quarter, 655 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, May's up 6.5, 608 and 3 quarters. July's up 6.5, 627. May corn is up 1.5, 442 and a half. July's up 1 and 3 quarters, 453 and 3 quarters. The May soybeans down 2 and a quarter at 1160 and a half. July's down 1.5, 1178 and a quarter. July cotton up 6 at 8114. December are down 21, 7743. That's check of your ag markets. Now let's check the forecast from the News on 6 Weather Center. Showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Some possibly severe, and we could see a high around 82 degrees later this afternoon. And then cloudy skies tonight, mild for a low tonight. We'll see an overnight low around 64. Showers and thunderstorms continuing tomorrow. High tomorrow of 81. Showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. High again around 81. Mostly sunny, 80 degrees on Monday. That's your forecast. Stay with us when we come back. Ron Hayes has the latest beef industry news. Ron and more right after this on KGTF.